So the big question is this: how do nonprofits, pastors, and missionaries like us, who are often funding our vision from our own pockets, we might not have big staffs, big budgets, and great fundraising know-how, how do we raise the kind of money we need to see our mission fully funded? That's the question. In this podcast, we'll talk about the answers. My name is David Oakes. Welcome to the Minor Touches to Major Impact podcast for nonprofits. All right, I'm glad you tuned in today. I think today is one of the most fun shows that I've done in a long time. I'm going to talk about storytelling. I teach and constantly preach that you want to raise more money, just become a better storyteller. The best storytellers in the world raise the most money. I'm just telling you, there is a huge, huge, huge connection between your ability to tell stories and your ability to raise money. So the more you become skilled at storytelling, the better fundraiser you're going to become. Because storytelling is visionary. Storytellers are visionary. But what do you do? This is our podcast today. What do you do when you don't have any stories? What do you do when you don't have the right stories? Well, what I'm going to challenge you to do today is you make them up. You just make them up. Now, you let people know that you're making them up, so there's nothing shady about it. Let people know this is a story that I'm making up. So I'm going to talk to you and share with you today how I just used this technique in my own nonprofit that I lead with a group of wonderful folks in the Middle East. So not only do I coach and consult with nonprofit leaders, pastors, and missionaries for their fundraising, I also am a nonprofit leader. I am the executive director of a nonprofit formed along with a group of passionate people who burn with a passion to raise up leaders in the Middle East. And a large part of our vision for raising up leaders in the Middle East involves a K through 12th grade English immersion school. Our goal is to give students the vision for their gifts and talents in one of the seven areas of culture. Now, if you've never heard anything about the seven areas of culture, I'll put a little link in the show notes. A very interesting concept that has been propagated for a lot of years, and it posits the thesis that if you want to change a culture, there are seven areas of that culture that have to have some leadership at the top of that cultural area in order for that whole culture as a whole to change. Now, our organization, just a few years old, we began just prior to the world being shut down from COVID-19. We just got started when the world shut us down. And doing much of anything, it's honestly been close to impossible. I planned to be boots on the ground, strategic planning in the Middle East at the beginning of this year. That vision, that idea was destroyed. We couldn't leave our country, and you surely couldn't land over in the Middle East. So I was supposed to secure property in the first month of the year. That vision was smashed. We wanted to start classes in the next few weeks in the fall of 21. Dist, gone, impossible. We've had to sit back and do not much of anything, although we have done fundraising through the last year of pandemic. And so if you follow me much, if you follow me for long, you know that I teach that stories are the currency that nonprofit leaders collect in order to pay their donors. You want to read more about that, or you want to hear more about that, you can listen to earlier podcasts, or I'll put a link in the show notes. You can read some of my writing on that. Storytelling, there is a direct link between your ability to tell stories and your ability to raise money. You want to raise more money? Then get better at storytelling. But what do you do when you're like us, you're shut down and you don't have stories to tell? Well, here's my answer. You still tell stories, but you may have to make them up. You may have to make them up. So I just used this strategy in my email this week to our donors and our interested parties and supporters and stakeholders in the Bethlehem International School Foundation, which I lead. So now most of the stories that you'll use in fundraising and team building, they'll be true stories of actual people and the impact that your mission has had on their lives. But there is a place for made-up stories as well. There is. This technique allows and helps your followers to appreciate why they should listen now, understand, and adopt if there are changes in your mission or your strategy or plans. This storytelling technique can turn what could be boring into something that your hearers or your listeners, your readers, are eager to hear and to assimilate. The goal is to take your readers from the ordinary into visionary. Of course, the very first goal is to get your stakeholders, your followers, your donors and potential donors to pay attention. But once you've got their attention, then with this technique, your visionary superpowers kick in. Remember, visionaries rule the world. Visionaries always get the resources they need. Visionaries change the world. The purpose of this post is not to rehearse all of that I teach and do about vision and visionaries. So I'll put a link in the show notes. If you want to go there, do go back and don't miss the power of being a visionary. This storytelling technique helps you to take advantage of visionary powers, visionary superpowers. This is where your storytelling superpower really kicks in. This kind of story, the story that you make up, when it's well crafted, it creates a picture of the future that's so inspiring that it drives, it compels people to act in your behalf. Now, one very important thing that I have to say about the story that you're about to make up, it has to be personal to the reader or to the hearer. They need to see themselves somewhere in the future that you're about to describe. So if they're a donor, then this story is going to have something about the power that a donor brings to your organization. If this person who's listening hears or reads this story is a volunteer, then they need to see themselves being described in this visionary yet made up story. So it's very important that this story be personal to your readers. They must see themselves in the future that you're about to describe. Wow. So now I was challenged to this from the book Lead with a Story. And there's inside it, there's a story called A Day in the Life of a Sales Forecaster. This is not a book for nonprofits. It's just a book for business. But I grabbed this and I use it and I'm now going to pass it on to you. So here's what I want you to do. Just sit back, relax, listen. I'm going to tell you a story. Now, understand, this is a story that I made up. So here's how I went about it in my last email to stakeholders of our organization. Ready? Here it goes. Dream with me about what a day in the life of a student in the Bethlehem International School would look like soon. I'd love to know your ideas after reading or hearing it. The story represents all the major components of our vision. I'd love to hear your thoughts and feelings about how the story might be different. Hanin is a senior in the Bethlehem International School. She's so excited about her future. For many years, the school has challenged her upon graduation to consider her place of service as a leader in Middle Eastern culture. Since childhood, she's always dreamed of being a television news reporter. Her dream began in her elementary years when an international team of guests visited the school. These teams were part of the school's mission to facilitate interdependent friendships across borders and boundaries. The members of these teams saw themselves as ambassadors to the next generation. As was the usual protocol, each of the members of the team held informal gatherings where they shared their career choice with the students. They were always careful to explain how they wrestled to become professionals in their field. They always offered extra time to interact with interested students in a leader's home over a meal if they wanted. The female reporter inspired Hanin. She quickly made the arrangements for her and her parents to eat a meal that evening with the lady. Around a table filled with Palestinian delights, Hanin got to interact with the female news reporter personally. Her heart burned as she listened to the reporter's journey into her profession. It inspired her how the lady practiced her news reporting as a missionary, being salt and light in the world. Of all the seven areas that the school highlighted and pressed the students to find their role in, business, government, media, entertainment, family, education, and religion, it was serving as a news reporter in media that set Hanin's heart on fire. The female news reporter offered to be a friend and mentor to Hanin and the other students whose hearts set them on fire to follow her example. They began a lifelong relationship as they formed their own small group and began meeting online. Through the years, Hanin's small group thrilled as the female news reporter made more visits to Palestine. On each visit, more young girls' hearts were inspired to follow the group in their passion. She even became a mentor to other younger girls who were now dreaming of playing a leadership role in the cultural area of media. Having superior English and Arabic skills put her at the front line for any education and economic opportunity that should come her way. Having experienced the value of excellence through her educational journey at her school, she now embraces it as a way of life. Hanin and her family thank God for the many unknown donors who generously gave their resources to see leaders like her raised up through Bethlehem International School. She can't wait to live her dream as a faith-filled news reporter and to do for others what they did for her. Okay, that's my made up story that I shared with the donors, the potential donors, and the stakeholders of the Bethlehem International School Foundation. Wow. Now, think about it. Inside this story, I've asked my listeners and my readers to dream with me about this story. I've asked them to interact with me about how they feel about it. I want them to interact with me and feel it. Think about the things I've included, how that Hanin has been challenged because of the mission of the school. I've included the story of the female news reporter. So I've given the hearer and the listener and the reader the opportunity to see themselves as a leader in their profession, making the trip to the Middle East and mentoring a leader of the next generation of Middle Eastern leaders in their area. Wow. I've given the vision for how this these intermodal relationships across boundaries and countries, how they might happen, how she was inspired. I highlighted the seven area of cultures that the school is part of our mission to raise up leaders in. So I highlighted how these relationships happen. I highlighted how Haneen has superior English and Arabic skills. That's part of the mission of our school. It's part of the values that we've embraced. So I've talked about her experiencing the value of excellence. Excellence is one of the top values that we embrace. We believe that excellence is attractive to people and it pleases God. So I've written about excellence and how she experienced it, and now she embraces it as a way of life. And then in the end, Haneen thanks God for the many unknown donors who generously gave their resources to see people like her raised up. So I've included all these elements, all these opportunities for people to see themselves inside this made-up story that I'm sharing with them. Wow, there you go. What do? When you don't have the right stories to tell, you make them up. Hey, I'm daring you to do today what I did for our organization. Make up a visionary story to tell, and then ask your readers, your listeners, to give you their input. Wow, that's my gift to you today. What do you do when you don't have the right stories? My goodness, it's too easy. Make them up. Just make them up. Yes, not necessarily out of thin air. Make them up based on your vision and your values and the vision and the values of the stakeholders of your organization. Wow. Now, do you need help envisioning the end of your mission? Many leaders have told me that my resource, a boring vision, the biggest thing that'll keep you from becoming your donor's favorite charity. Many leaders have told me that this resource has helped them. I'll be honest with you. I've had business leaders, some big shot business leaders, have contacted me, having come in contact with this piece of this resource that I've made, and they've said, "David, this is gold." So I made it with you in mind, and here's the good part. It's free. It's free. It won't cost you a thing to download it. So click on the link in the show notes and get my free link, my free resource I made to help you create the vision, what it'll look like when what you're doing actually happens, which is the technique I used to make up my story today. So get that. It's for free. All right. I'm going to send you away with some positive affirmations. I'm so thrilled that you tuned in. It makes me happy to know I've helped you. If I have helped you, if this has been good for you, I challenge you. Connect with me. Connect with me on Instagram. It's become the social media of choice for me. Connect with me on Instagram. Let me know who you are. I want to follow you. I want to follow you in your social media feed. Okay, ready to go? Ready to go? Here we go. Always remember, we are proud nonprofit leaders on a mission to create a changed world. We are not begging. We're not pleading. Nope. We are inviting humanity to partner with Providence to see injustice become justice, to see wrongs become righted so we can leave the world we found a better place. It's all coming together. It's all breaking our way every day. We're a little clearer in our message. We learn a little more strategy. We see another piece of the puzzle. Wow. So until next time, this is David Oates saying, don't forget, paying attention to the minor touches is leads you to see major impact. So long.